Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
What is your full name, Frank?
Thomas Francis Short.
Thomas Francis Short. And do we have your permission to record this interview?
Yeah, sign the papers.
So Frank, tell me, when and where were you born?
I was born in Skerry, in Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland.
Are you hearing the accent now?
Yeah.
And how did you meet Father Storey?
Well, he was the parish priest when I came over here. When I came to work in Halford West, yeah.
When was that, Frank? When did you come over?
Over 50 years ago.
Okay, and what was your earliest memory, your first memory of Father Satori?
My wife wasn't Catholic, and she was having instructions from the parish priest, Father Coffey, and we decided we'd get married, and we went to see Father Coffey to go through the wedding ceremony and all the rest of it. The wedding was just the two of us. No bridesmaids, no best men, just went off and got married. And he agreed to do it. But on the day we went to see Father Coffey, he had a call from the hospital, an emergency case, and he said, Father Paul, take over here and run them through. So Father Paul said, you can get married standing on your head. Do you like whiskey? I said, I do. He said, well, I got a lovely bottle of Tullamore Dew, unopened upstairs, and I want someone to share it with me. So we had several glasses of whiskey, and there was no pre-run for the wedding. We got married standing on our head, as he said, yeah.
That's good. And how would you yourself describe Father Paul's story? How would you describe him?
Good sense of humour, down to earth. My mother was ill and was dying, and I was going across to Ireland most weekends to see her. But every Monday morning when I came back, he'd be waiting for me to find out how things went, you know. Just to keep informed of that. And yeah, I thought it was very kind, you know. A bit of spiritual advice as well, to keep your pecker up. That's it, but yeah.
You've told us a great story already, two great stories already, but do you have any other favourite stories you can recall about Father Storey?
He was known for his sermons, but one of the best ones that he ever gave was when he came out to the altar and just looked down at the congregation and went, why do I bother? And they went back to St. Mass, you know. And the other story was that, I expect this is true, because when Mass was finished on a Sunday morning, he liked a pint in the Labour Club. And he announced to the altar that it was a well-known fact that he liked a pint in the Labour Club before his dinner on a Sunday. And it had come back to him that several of the local men were saying, we're late for our dinner because we've been drinking with Father Satori. I said, I was in the pub, but I wasn't drinking with them. I'm not taking the blame for late dinners or spoiled dinners or anything. So, you women out there, you know the truth now.
And did Father Satori impact your life in some way? And if so, how?
Oh, just his attention to detail. Small acts of kindness. He'll be kind to other people as well, you know. I worked in the hotel industry, and a lot of the staff there were foreign, and he had great rapport with the foreign, Portuguese, Italians, all the rest of it. He was very well liked, always up for a party or a wedding reception, or, you know, he was always invited, enjoyed himself. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. If you could sum up Father's story in three words, what would those three words be?
Very religious, a good person, and a caring person.
That's great, Frank. That's great. And lastly, Frank, Is there anything else? Anything else at all that you'd like to mention about Father's story? Anything at all?
No, no. How much am I getting paid for this?
That's that's great. That's great, Frank. We've got everything we need there. Yeah. Yes, Rachel, are you happy with that?
Is there any other stories that you can think of, even if it's a bit...
No, they're just the ones, you know.
Yeah.
No, he was just, he could be the life and soul of the party, you know.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Thanks very much, Frank.